Look, if you became a number one worker and you hired in at McDonald's, let's say you already work at McDonald's. I picked that as an example. If you get out of McDonald's and you're a number two worker, the boss says, would you make some french fries? Oh, sure, boss. Can you fry the fries? You know what time Dad comes home from work.
Yeah, Dad.
You got it down to a science. Listen, Dad comes home at 10 after 5.
Yeah, Dad.
Here it is, 5 o'clock. If I'm here when Dad gets home, he's going to give me a list of jobs to do.
Yeah, Dad.
I'm going to be gone, so they can't even ask me to do the work. Okay, boss, what's next?
They're everywhere.
Okay, boss, what's next?
They're everywhere.
When you get done making the french fries like they told you, you go to the boss and say, okay, boss, I'm done. What's next? Then you want to work for them for $4 an hour? Have at it. They're making a fortune off of you. And it's fine. Somebody's got to make money. I worked at General Motors 2 years. I watched them go together. I'm surprised anything runs coming out of them factories, right? I worked at General Motors 2 years. I watched them go together. I'm surprised anything runs coming out of them factories, right? Those guys are only there to get their paycheck, believe me.
Hey, Cider.
When I was teaching school, I would always do this. I would, instead of picking up all the trash on the parking lot, I would go tape a $5 bill under a piece of trash with a little note. You may have this $5 bill. Yeah, I had to go downtown to McDonald's to get the drink, you know? Right. This one is my Blondosaurus, so be sure to talk to her kind of slow. Today is Halloween. 5 years ago, I said, hey, kids, how'd you like to make some money? He said, yeah, Dad, it's Halloween night. You can only have water, fruit juice, or milk. I'll give you $100. Today is Halloween. I only got one kid left. Proverbs 25 has good news from a far country. So is cold water to a thirsty soul. I got it backwards there. Proverbs 25:25. Here you are. You're loaded. Everybody's loaded. You got a bunch of money. You're a number one worker now. Man, you walk down the hallway. You pick up the paper. You notice the chairs are not straight. You can walk into the classroom and straighten up the table, straighten up the chairs. Chalkboard, you wipe off. You spot it, and you do it. So my parents don't trust me. They can't. You're a lazy slob. That's the problem. Kids that are 5, the first thought that comes into their little brain, that's as far as they can think. They cannot think any further than their mouth. That's as far as their brain works.